It is a snowy, blustery day. Clear skies over the best fucking skyline of any city that has ever been or will ever be. It is New York City, baby.
I'm Pete. I am not doing well on the inside.
My name is Sophia Lee. I'm sorry. No, it is Sophia Bicicleta.
Hey, I'm Kagrash. I live in the subway tunnels and I take care of the discarded people of New York.
My name is Kingston Brown. I am a steward of New York City. I will be here until I die.
I'm Misty Moore. I'm a Broadway diva, lover of dance and light and brilliance.
I'm Ricky Matsui. I'm a firefighter and I'm just here to help.
Well, first of all, Santa Claus is real.
Awesome.
Santa Claus clones himself millions and millions of times, and each of those clones goes to the separate houses. Santa deposits his defective clones here in the city. That is SantaCon. Something's wrong. These SantaCon clones, they're not like normal. They're really dangerous.
You have been awakened into the unsleeping city. Make your way to Times Square as soon as you can. You see, the Times Square is empty. In the center is an enormous icy cocoon. You look and see swarming SantaCon clones.
Hello and welcome back to the Unsleeping City. My name is Brandon Lee Mulligan. These are our intrepid heroes. Say hi, intrepid heroes.
Hi, intrepid heroes.
I love it. We descend into Times Square with this strange icy fortress throbbing with icy blue light and these horrifying Santa mutant clone fucking monsters surround.
Did you try to make the most disgusting thing so we couldn't call them cuties?
Oh, Santa cutie.
For everyone cutie, watching cutie, at home, cutie. For everyone watching at home, the term is corn gremlin. And all right, guys, I'm going to go ahead here and clear away some of our lovely Times Square.
This one has a little candy cane. Santa's little helpers. That's who we're fighting.
They have ripped a man apart.
Guys, you guys arrive at the southern end of this part of Times Square.
The colored bases is really doing it for me.
Yeah.
We begin. You guys see these horrifying mutated Santa clones, some with huge insectoid carapaces, some with tentacles moving around where their arms should be. Some of them, instead of faces, have circular mouths that open up like little alien mandibles, all going. You guys arrive at the southern end here. You see that they bristle and chitter and spines erupt from their skin. Kingston, you are the first to act.
Oh, man. Can I do like a, can I look at this shell thing and just try and get a read on it of some kind?
Give me an insight check.
Great. 12.
It is throbbing with some kind of energy. There is something inside of it that is growing. This is a cocoon.
Got it. Fantastic. And then with the rest of my turn, I'll bless Kagrash, Ricky, and Sophie.
Oh. Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you. I don't know.
It's incredibly kind.
This is way better than communion.
Yeah.
Your subway token glows and the strength of the city fills your bodies. That's going to be Ricky Matsui.
I look around, I see them tearing that guy apart, and just have to go in. But I also see that she seems like she's about to run in there. So I cast Shield of Faith as a bonus action on Sophie, and then try to walk forward and attack the closest one.
Cool. You can move, your speed is 30, so you can move 6 squares.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Yeah.
What does Shield of Faith do to my AC?
You get
raises it
plus
2.
Well, it's a concentration thing. So I'm just going to just take a regular attack at it.
Hell yeah, go ahead and roll your attack.
Okay. That is only 13.
Only a 13.
I don't add Bless to that, do I?
You do add blast to that.
It's D4?
Yeah, dude.
14.
You hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
This one? No.
I think it's the two pyramids.
Yeah.
Two pyramids.
Oh. It's been a while. I hit for 11.
11 points of damage. Yeah. Awesome. You run up to that Santa and just, first of all, you like grab Sophie. What do you say as you cast Shield of Faith on Sophie?
Just promise me you'll be careful because you seem like you won't.
Oh my God, anything, Mr. March?
You take off, and you see that your axe thuds in to that first mutant there. Roll an insight check for me.
Okay. Ooh, what am I? 20, not now.
Some of these Santas look to be a little bit more sinewy and tentacly. The one that you ran up to is like thicker and like kind of rocky, or has like bone and carapace. So you see that your axe does hurt him badly, thuds into him, but the sort of rocky, crunchy exterior kind of swallows your axe up a little bit as it like, and then you pull it back out. But you do fuck him up. You do deal some damage to him. That is going to be the chrysalis. The chrysalis begins to glow a little bit brighter. And then these mutants.
Ricky, you sweet boy.
Please don't hit me.
You see that Santa right there does not jump. You see it goes, raining a finger of fire, and a burst of plasm comes out of the backside of him, and he rockets up onto the roof of that place.
Oh my goodness.
Fucking douchebags are ruining the city.
12. Fast. This is horrifying.
They're closing, and you guys see rushing out of the chrysalis the three more.
Oh, my God.
Handle that shit.
One, two, and three. They like squirm and pop out of these very small openings in the front of the chrysalis. The ones around Ricky are going to take swings. Ricky, remind me of your armor class one more time.
18.
That's going to be one of them hits you for 7 points of damage with his horrifying claw.
I'm at 23.
I think you need to roll to maintain concentration, right?
When I get hit?
Yeah.
Go ahead and make that roll.
16.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Red, the one up on top of the roof rips open his stomach and goes, and is going to make an attack on Pete. And he goes ahead and deals 6 points of damage to you as a burning hot chunk of coal shoots out of his innards and into your face. He goes, you're a bad little boy. That's going to be...
I'm at 16.
Sophie.
Okay. Well, I've learned a lot today, and... my brain is working overdrive to process everything, so I'll just do what I do best and get into the fray. Now, I probably have a bit of experience like assessing my opponents because I've been in many schoolyard scraps. Mm-hmm. Who looks like I want to go after them? Because I'm used to going after the biggest guy. Do I have any kind of like sense of like, you're the biggest threat?
They all look pretty slimy and gross to you at the moment.
All right, then. I'm just coming for Mr. March. I'm coming to save you.
My name is Ricky, by the way. I just want to make sure that you're aware. Got it.
I'm going to attack one of the guys who's attacking him.
Hell yeah, go for it.
Does a 17 hit?
A 17 does hit, yes.
Yes, bitch. So that's going to be 6. And then with my other elbow, it's going to be 3. We're just gonna leave it at that for now.
Hell yeah. You see, 6 and 3. Yeah, you run up, pow, pow! You hit this one as well. Give me an insight check as well.
19! Yeah. Wait, no, it's gonna be more than that. It's gonna be 22!
You run up to one that I believe yours has a little tentacle there that you're hitting, right?
Yeah.
Yours is like a little slimier and squishier, and you hit it with your fists, and you feel that it is hurting it badly. You did deal damage to this thing. The ones that, like, Ricky is fighting look more, even though they're harder, they're also more brittle as a result of that. Just as you're fighting them, just a weird thing that occurs to you, because you hit this guy, and he just kind of squidges a little bit. That's going to be Pete.
Okay. I'm freaking the fuck out. I haven't slept in 4 days. I think I'm trying to channel whatever that, like, dark voice that took care of my dad was. Mm-hmm. Like, that button isn't still on my bracelet.
Yeah, you touch your bracelet, and you hear a bunch of voices whispering.
Pete, I want to help you. Let me help. Let me help you. Let me be the one to help you. Who do you want? Who do you want to help you?
Okay, yeah, I invoke that.
Awesome. What is Pete sort of thinking at that moment? What's Pete want to have happen?
I'm like, I need to blow as many of these away as I fucking can. This day is crazy.
Cool. Go ahead. If you want to cast Scorching Ray, I think that's probably going to surge up. So you roll a spell attack.
Oh, right. 4.
Plus your spell attack.
Which is right.
Seven on this. So you got a 10 on the first one.
A 10 does not hit, but you get two more attacks.
Oh, I got you. Oh, okay, yeah. So 15?
15 hits.
And 12. 12.
And 12. 12 also hits.
Oh, cool, cool.
Good.
All right, great.
So you can either send them at two different people, or you can send them at the same person. You can also, you're each separate attack, so you can see what the first attack does and
love
then
it.
Decide.
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that. I'll see what this first attack
Cool, roll 2d6.
I guess I'll aim for that guy right in front of me.
Cool, go for it.
Okay. 9.
9 damage. You fucking explode him.
Nice.
Your fire spell appears to work even better than it normally. It's like a small amount of fire, but it hits him and
oh, cool.
Hold your hand out and you hear behind you like these whispers going like,
everyone's dreamed of burning alive. Everyone's dreamed of burning alive. And now it's time for you to dream too.
And that Santa looks you right in the eyes and goes, no, there's a magic lantern. And just explodes in peppermint everywhere. And in a little 5 feet area around him, peppermint shards fly out in all directions.
Whoa.
Okay.
Hey, good job, kid. You're really good at this. You're good at killing people.
Thanks.
You're going to fit in great here.
Yeah. I could kill anyone, honestly.
Good job, kid.
I wouldn't bat an eye.
Misty, that's going to... Oh, sorry.
Oh, I have
second
one
shot.
More.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to go for this guy kind of in the cluster, also in front of me. 13. Sick.
When that happens, he explodes into peppermint. Roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, no. Yikes.
Blessed.
You're blessed, dog.
did you roll 14?
Please do not forget that you're blessed.
You're fine. 17. You only take 3 points of cold damage as this fucking horrifying mutant erupts in fire and peppermint goes everywhere.
I'm at 20.
That is going to be Misty.
I would like to do an investigation or arcana check on this situation.
Go ahead, roll either one.
Great. I don't have good for either of them, but 16?
You're looking at it, and you can tell that something inside of that is, again, pupating, is about to come out, and that it's not only producing these clones here, it is transforming actively within that chrysalis.
I
turn to Kingston and say, there's something in there, we've got to get it.
Do you want to go inside? That's my question.
Yeah, I'm thinking about
it. I'm also thinking about going inside.
Did you guys see how I just lit them on fire?
Yes, yeah, you're magical. Awesome. You'll get used to it.
I didn't have to use my gun.
That's really great.
Just be careful with that in the future.
Okay, yeah, I will. Thanks, bro. Kingston is really annoying.
What? I say we. I'm trying to go inside. Yeah. I think.
Me too. So I'm gonna move as close to. Can I take a dash action and get as close to this thing as possible?
Maybe you can move. You can move 12 squares with a dash action.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Wait here, because a bunch of things are going to come out of here in a second.
Gotcha. That's Misty. That is your turn.
What are your hit points total?
27.
Okay.
Unless you want to use a bonus action.
Yes, and I will turn around and say, by the way, Kingston, as always, that coat looks fabulous on you, and I give you bardic inspiration.
Thank you, Misty.
Hell yeah. Kugrash, that's you, baby.
Sweet. I start rushing towards the old cocoon here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 25 speed. And then I'm going to create a flaming sphere and send it in.
Fuck yeah.
I make it as an action within 60 feet, so I'll do it like where I can see it. And then as a bonus action, I can move it up to 30 feet. So I'll...
Hell yes. Do you make an attack roll for that, or is it a saving throw?
The sphere stops. If it hits someone, they have to do a dexterity saving throw if they're in the way.
Gotcha. And you're sending it, like, up through the channel?
Yeah, I'm just going to send it in the old doorway.
Hell yeah. Go ahead and roll damage for me from the flaming sphere.
Okay, sweet. I think it's just 2d6 damage on a failed save. It stops, like, once it hits one person, so it doesn't, like, go through a bunch of people. 8 damage.
You send it in there, and you guys hear the deepest, most terrifying. from within there, and the light inside the chrysalis begins to glow.
Kugrash, what'd you do?
Yeah, fuck you too, man. Fuck you, come out of your stupid cocoon. I know you're not a butterfly. Butterflies are nice.
Yeah, and the thing you said in there, by the way, it's like, I imagine Kugrash just like whips a dirty rat hand along and just sparks some of the residual oil in the asphalt and this nasty trash ball of like oil fire. That's like, it's like one of those things where you think of magical fire and you think like, a brilliant, bright, and this is like so smoking that you almost can't see the fire in the awesome. That's going to go back and be Kingston.
I guess I'm going to chase after these other two. So, I guess we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I go through this square?
If you're taking a double, yeah, you can take a double.
6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, now I have to stand up. 9, 10, 11, 12.
Hell yeah.
Great.
Awesome. That's going to be Ricky.
Okay, so the one in front of me is the kind that seemed brittle. The one to the right of me seemed softer?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I'm just going to hit the softer one just to see what would happen if I hit it with, like, slashing damage.
Cool. Right? Go for it. Roll an attack. Okay.
19?
19 definitely hits.
Cool.
And are you going for the one that Misty already kind of... Yeah, cool. Awesome.
Sophia.
Yeah,
so.
Sophia.
Yes, doing that one. Where is my D8? Oh my god. Ooh, I hit it for 15.
You hit it for 15?
Yeah.
This thing looks, and it's just this gooey, oozing tentacle. And so he looks at you and says, don't bring that home, ba-da-da-da-da. And you split it. It explodes, and each of you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Only got a 5.
I got 16.
You got 16, you got a 5. You take 4 cold damage. Sophie, you take 2.
Okay.
But you see that, yeah, it's super effective. Okay. Your axe glows bright, and the power of civic responsibility flows through your veins. That guy dead. then...
Forgot they explode.
Now it's gonna be these dudes, I'm afraid.
Oh no.
You feel something in there battering its way out, trying to like hatch out of this chrysalis.
Hey, don't do it, buddy. It's fine. Stay asleep.
Kograt, stop yelling at it.
Just speaking in bug.
You see these fucking mutants. This guy comes here. This guy's gonna take a little step over here. This guy goes over here.
Right now.
This guy here. This guy's going to over here.
Oh, Kograt.
Okay, but you see that no other Santas come out of the chrysalis now that the fire's in there.
Dope.
Tight.
And this guy's going to fly down and fuck with our boy, Pete. Cool. Pete, go ahead and make a dex saving throw for me.
5.
Cool. You go ahead and take 5 points of cold damage. I'm going to need, oof, this is gonna be brutal. I'm gonna need Kograt to make 2 dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Remember, you're blessed.
You're blessed, dude.
I am blessed, good. I have pretty good dex.
Oh,
nat 20.
Nice.
Oh, yes. Cool, and roll me another one.
Should we roll one on the second one?
Oh,
I got a roll plus. 10, second one.
10 is exactly what you need.
Thank goodness.
Cool. The first one you take no damage from. The second one, you only take 3 points of cold damage. I'll describe what's happening in a moment. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna need Sophie to make 3 dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Sheesh, 3?
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting. Whatever's happening right now is disgusting.
Right. Okay. First one is gonna be
success.
25.
Wow.
I'm a dexterous bitch. Oh, nat one.
One's on one.
Yeah, 2 ones, so that's gonna be an 8. And then the other one is gonna be a 18.
18, cool. You take, Jesus. You take.
Jesus, like, whoa, it's I got all
very
ones.
Low. You only take 7 points of cold damage.
Yeah, still feel good.
Ricky, I'm gonna need you to make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dexterity saving throws.
Ricky!
Come on, that's too many.
How does this math work out?
He definitely blessed the right people because we're all making
for the first one.
Failure.
8 for the second one.
Again, I bless better.
18 for the third one.
Cool.
A nat 20.
Hey!
No damage.
And then... this is 12.
Okay.
So 2 of them.
I will need Kingston and Misty to each make 2 saving throws as well.
Dexterity?
Yes, dexterity.
Cool.
Crap.
11 first.
Ricky takes 12 points of cold damage.
Okay, I'm at 4.
11 and 15.
11 and 15?
I got an 8 and a 24.
Kingston, you take 4 points of cold damage. And Misty, you take 7 points of cold damage. You guys see that all these, the thing inside here screams, all of the mutant Santa clones go, and pull their mouths open and go, and a torrent of razor-sharp peppermint spines as they all breath weapon all over you guys at the same time, shredding your bodies with, like, cold and peppermint. And the smell of, like, pine and mint and bile and shit is mixed into the air together.
It's fine, oh it's fine. It's fucking New York. What do you expect? There's fucking mint
the
in
New
there. It's
that
fine.
I live in the New York that you live in are very different, my friend.
You know, same place.
incredible. That's going to be.
Oh, I actually have to roll to maintain concentration because I got my flaming.
Oh, you do as well. Yeah.
Do I also need to?
So you take 12. So yours.
Sweet. I got a 20.
Cool.
I got. I don't think I did it. I didn't do it. I only got a 9.
Yep.
Flaming sphere is gone.
The flaming sphere is gone.
Do I have to do it for bless?
Fuck me. For bless, yes, you do.
Great.
On a constitution.
If it's constitution, I do not.
The bless disappears as you guys are eviscerated by this bless peppermint disappears. Storm.
Okay.
That's gonna be Sophie.
Okay. I am done wasting my time with henchmen. I'm going after that chrysalis, and I'm gonna use a key point to dash so that I can run over here and into here. I'll take their attacks of opportunity.
Okay.
Confident. Take their attack.
They miss you. So you take a dash.
So where I take my dash. I want to slide in here. Like home plate style.
So go ahead and give me an acrobatic check. You also see, by the way, that, and I'll throw this at you as you're running towards it. Because of the fire and because of the thing inside battering its way out, you also see that the structure of this also looks incredibly weak right now. Just throw that out there. But if you want to slide in, you're totally welcome to.
I want to slide in and attack whatever's in there.
Absolutely.
While it's trying to form itself.
So awesome.
Acrobatics.
Cool.
I got an 11.
You slide in and the ice tunnel closes on you and you're not able to slide all the way into the tunnel.
Shit. Fuck.
But you have an action left. So there's a bonus, because you did your movement, you had a bonus action dash, so you have a full action left if you want.
Can I just heave that shit off me?
Yeah, you can either do athletics or a savings round.
I'll do athletics.
Cool.
19.
You, trapped under here, go to lift, and as you are going there, you hear a voice somewhere deep inside you go, "It is what it is." Boom! You fling the entire chrysalis off into the sky. You feel a power in your body and a sense of purpose that you honestly haven't felt in a long time. And you guys watch the ice scatter and the dome fly into the sky.
Oh, is that Santa?
Santa!
Oh, wait, no, Santa's down there.
Right?
Santa dead?
What the fuck? No!
Holy fuck me. Santa, are you okay? Santa!
Cronenberg Santa is fucking ugly.
Hey, honestly, guys, more like Miracle on 42nd Street. Woo!
Jesus. We just watched a drunk woman flip a giant ice cocoon.
Just up into the sky. It like shatters against one of the buildings and turns into snow.
I turn to Kingston and be like, just like old times.
I mean, I'll tell you.
Hey, did anyone see that?
Yeah, we all saw it.
Yeah, it was very good. Thank you.
Pete, that's going to be you.
Jesus Christ.
Santa's my friend and he's fucking dead. Or very hurt. He looks awful.
Okay, can I run up onto this?
Yes, you can either use magic to do, if you have magic, you can do that, or you can make an acrobatics check to get up on there.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Can you give me an acrobatics check?
Allie, you are a bad roller.
Five.
It's the tables, acrobatics.
What is that? What do I add to that?
Just your acrobatics.
It'll just be your dex, unless you have, so 3, so 8.
8.
You go to climb up on here, also, this Santa's gonna get an attack of opportunity on you.
Oh, is there one there?
There's one that, yeah, fucked with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Definitely hits for, and deals you 5 points of damage with a claw as you rush past. And you start to try to clamber up, and you hear a voice in your head saying, "Anything is possible, anything is possible, anything is possible." And you can't get up. You can't, you're like scrambling to try to get up. You feel the weird rising sense in your stomach. Also, one thing we forgot to do last round when you were doing some magic was to roll for Wild Magic Surge. Please go ahead and roll for Wild Magic Surge now.
Cool. 17.
17. We're also gonna be doing a homebrew rule here with your Wild Magic, which is that every time you don't Wild Magic Surge, the chance of you Wild Magic Surging goes up by 1.
Okay, so I have to roll twice.
Or rather, you roll the same time, but now on a 1 or 2, you surge.
Oh, okay.
So the longer it grows, it like builds up. Cool. Great. You can't make it up there, but you do have your action left.
Oh, great, great, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to get back in touch with that darkness because it felt like it was like helping me and these new friends. So I'm gonna try to attack this like Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Can I reach that with 120, 120 feet?
120, yes, you can definitely do.
Okay. I'm going to do Scorching Ray, but this time I'm gonna use a sorcery point to add one more. So instead of like three people, I could do four.
Is that one of the powers you have with sorcery
points? Sorcery, I guess I can use a point per level, per level of the spell to add like a an extra thing to it, or like an extra cool.
What's the name of that ability?
I think it's just something I can use for sorcery. Sorcery points.
Okay. I'm not seeing, in order to do extra damage, or are you doing sorcery points to make an extra spell slot?
It would be using a sorcery point to pick an extra person to attack.
Oh, you just get one more ray with that?
I think so.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. I'm down to check
it. You know what? I'm down. You can take another ray with a sorcery point. We'll figure it out later.
Okay. Does that sound...
I think it might just be spell slots, but I haven't played it.
I think it's just spell slots. If you want to use both your sorcery points to add another ray, I'll house rule that we can do that this time. Cool. Go ahead and roll your four attacks.
Cool. 11.
Plus your...
Oh, right.
17.
Oh, so 17.
That hits.
19 plus 6, 25.
That hits.
21. And
9. Roll damage for your first three attacks.
Cool. These are d6s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, can I borrow?
Yeah. Need one more?
Yeah, one more.
There you go.
Those D6s going. Get them going. Get them hot.
So chunky.
Get them
hot.
Oh.
Nice.
All right,
that's good.
Yeah. 10, 18, 23.
Hell yeah.
Ooh. All on Big Daddy?
All on Big Daddy.
Pete, go ahead and tell me. You reach out to the voice, and the voice in the darkness goes, "It is right to wish for power." What happens as Pete raises his hand? You feel this is powerful magic.
Yeah, I do feel like it's evil, but I'm like, I have always been someone who lives in the night, and maybe that's just me now. So I'm like, thank you. And then I attack.
The flesh and bone of your arm explodes out like a banana, peeling apart, going, "Aah!" And a torrent of flame shoots out. And you see that the flame is filled with these little beaked goblins or something made of fire, going like, "Yay, we're all coming!" As they shoot out and rend the chest of this giant Santa thing. And your arm starts to like stitch itself back together. You feel insane and like high. This is awesome. Go ahead and roll another wild magic surge for me.
17.
You're good.
What's the worst thing that could happen in a wild magic surge?
You could kill your entire party.
I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here for the game.
Killing us all.
That's going to be Misty.
I would like to take a 5-foot step back. I can take a 5-foot step back without getting an attack of opportunity,
5-foot step is actually that's a 3.5 thing. As long as you don't leave the threatened area, you're fine.
So I would like to cast Fairy Fire, which is a first level spell on this little monster guy, and he has to he has to beat a dexterity saving throw, and if he does not beat the dex throw, we gain advantage on all attacks against him.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh, that seems extremely...
I'll read it out to you if you like.
No, that's great. So he has to roll a dex save.
Yeah.
What's the DC for your spells?
DC is 14.
Ooh, boy. You know what? It's first battle. Let's bring out our old friend, the Box of Doom.
Mm. Woo!
Once again, bringing out our old friend, the Box of Doom, for important roles here. Our friends are in the middle of a frozen Times Square fighting these horrifying Santas, and their giant hive queen, Santa Claus, has just appeared. We're not going to roll because that Santa is going to make a little old saving throw. Tell you right now that this Santa makes that throw on a 13 or higher to see if this spell affects it. We'll go ahead and roll. It rolled a 5.
Yeah!
Misty, what does your spell look like as you cast it?
A
beautiful, sparkly, almost like Disney princess-esque circle of lights enshroud him and like ding off of him in little trink, like plinky bells.
Very naughty.
Darling, I love to be naughty. It's my favorite thing.
Incredible. Kogresh, it's gonna be you.
Sweet. Oh boy. Everyone's so fucked. Okay. Kingston, you got our friend Ricky here.
I think I'm gonna head back for Ricky in a second.
Okay. I guess I'll create another flaming sphere and shoot it at him. That'll be my last second level spell, but I'm gonna do that.
Hell yeah. Go ahead and this guy's gonna make a save. What's your DC on that?
My DC is 14.
Awesome, go ahead and roll damage.
Cool. 10.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And then I'm just gonna have it chill up in his shit.
You see that this garbage, oily fireball attacks this giant monster. Kingston, that's you.
What's the state of Sandra?
You look down, make a medicine check for me.
Is he all right?
Me?
Kingston, is he okay?
What is the state of Santa?
That's gonna be 28.
Santa is badly injured, but still breathing.
Okay. Right. I think of my old friend Santa, but I notice how awfully hurt Ricky Matsui is right now.
So I can heal myself.
To what extent, though?
I have a cure wounds, and I lay on hands.
Still?
If it felt like healing Santa, heal Santa.
I kind of want to heal Santa.
Oh, you gotta do it. Heal Santa.
I'm gonna
take care of himself. He's a big, strong boy.
Fine, I heal Santa. I think I'll do healing words so I don't have to get all up in the juices with the Hive Queen.
Oh, don't talk about the juices.
Okay, so you're gonna bonus action healing word.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I forgot to give you a bonus action.
What is that? So do I just roll d4 plus my spellcasting modifier?
Yes, you do.
Great. It's gonna be 8.
What do you say to Santa?
Santa, get your ass up! Merry Christmas!
And you see he vomits a bunch of peppermint eggs out of his...
And laid eggs in jolly old St. Nick.
Oh my God.
You see, Santa begins to like crawl to his feet. That's your bonus action. You have movement and action left.
I guess I'll move toward Ricky Matsui just in case. I know Ricky, I know you could take care of yourself, but.
And you have an action, so you could do a disengage to not get a tax of opportunity.
Great, I'll do a disengage to not get a tax of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Kingston rushes back over to Ricky. Then that's going to be Ricky.
Okay. They're gonna go before you get a chance to heal me,
yeah.
So I think I gotta heal myself first. So I'm gonna do cure wounds on myself.
Cool.
Yeah. Damn. So my spellcasting ability modifier is just 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I heal myself for 4.
Glad I came back.
Uh-huh. What's your charisma?
My charisma is 3.
So it's 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, charisma is your spellcasting modifier.
Gotcha. So I'm healed for 6. I'm at 10 now. And then I don't really have anything else to do other than I guess I could try to move forward towards the thing, but they're going to get a hit on me, right?
Yeah, they would.
I probably should get that way. In any case.
I can keep up.
So I'm gonna try to move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Cool. So 2 of them I get swings on you.
Okay.
So you're moving right here? Great.
18 is my AC.
2 swings on you, 18 is the AC. That's 2 misses, baby.
Yay!
Nice.
That's a high misses. That's
misses. You rushed. You're so fucking buff. These goopy Santa Clauses just boom, muscle your way through. Then it's going to be This thing picks up Santa in one of its claws.
Finally heals Santa.
Santa, so
drippy.
Are those bodies?
Oh, yeah, they're bodies.
Yeah.
Is that a pregnant woman?
No.
Christ.
Dark.
Yeah.
Comes
over here.
Oh, I give you some.
Trying to get to Dunkin' Donuts.
See if I can.
It's in that DD Perks.
I'm gonna need dexterity saves from Ricky and from Misty.
What?
13.
11.
Who got a 13?
I did.
You did. Okay. One second.
Is 13 the worst one?
Unlucky 13.
Misty, you take 16 points of damage, and you take 8 points of damage.
All right, I'm at 2.
I'm at 4.
And you see the Santa goes, and just the coldest shards of tinsel, just tinsel vomit, lacerate and shred you guys with this freezing cold energy. And then the mutants go. There's Locke. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Boom.
I'm gonna be down.
Wait. I mean,
it's you two who can bring people back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can heal people.
You have heals too?
I have a heal.
I don't think I have any kind of heal thing.
Hey, then go kick ass, dude. Leave that to us.
I know, I feel bad though. I always play healers. I don't know how to not heal.
Heal yourself, man.
I'm at 21.
That's true. Let other people heal you.
Okay. Kingston, what's your armor class?
18.
Dang.
You take 5 points of damage.
Okay.
From a slashing. One of your tentacles rips at you.
21 minus 5.
Which is... Kugrash, what's your AC?
17. I got a little shield.
Yeah. I'll just keep it between us.
You take 8 points of damage.
What are you at?
10, and I have to roll to maintain concentration to keep my sphere. Absolutely fuck me. I don't do it.
Pete, what's your armor class?
13.
You take 4 points of damage.
Down to 2.
And then that's gonna be Misty and Ricky. That's a miss on Ricky. And a miss on Misty.
Do I have to, for concentration, he hit me for 16. That spell is gone, right?
Fairy Fire?
Yeah.
You could theoretically roll, it's a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
So you should roll a saving throw to see. Half damage is 8.
Fuck. Yeah.
Spells.
So no advantage over him whatsoever. God fucking
damn. These saving throws are fucking us.
Yeah.
That's going to be now, those were all the mutants that went. You see that Santa.
Come on, Santa.
Santa, from within the claws of that thing, goes, "Well, I'm very, very sorry. You deserve better than this, especially during this holiday season. But let's see what else I can do." And you see that he reaches into his bag, which he's still got.
presents!
he just gives us a PS4, and that's it.
But it's a 1d12 weapon.
Ricky catches it, but it still breaks from the jostling.
So he reaches in and takes a little bit of snow and goes, every single one of you gains 8 hit points.
Okay. Hey, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
even in these times, he's laughing.
It's crushing me!
I did it wrong.
Back up to 24.
Met 10.
Yeah, same.
Waking up Santa was the right move. That's gonna be Sophie.
Okay, I would like to run, jump up on this exposed rib and use it to monkey bar myself to uppercut him with my feet. I wanna concuss this fuck.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You make it there.
Yeah.
You got a speed of 40, right?
Yeah.
Cool, go ahead and roll your attacks.
Okay, is 18 gonna hit?
18 hits.
Okay, so that's for 7. Then I'm going to hit him again. Does 16 hit?
16 hits.
For 5,
Then I'm gonna use, so it's 7, 5. I'm gonna use a ki point mm-hmm. for a flurry of blows. Do I have to roll? No, I do.
You,
I have to roll
you
again?
You just roll an attack, yeah.
Roll an attack again, okay. 17 is gonna hit. For another 5.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, after flipping this fucking chrysalis into the sky, you guys see Sophie is fast, runs up, you flip.
Can, can we say I did like the gymnast thing where I like do a circle on the exposure?
Oh
like,
yeah. See, like this off balance high queen wobbles around and you jump up and get in the ribcage and you kick this motherfucker right in his peppermint heart. And he vomits a bunch of viscous, half-formed presents, like weird organic, like bows and ribbons and shit, come out of his mouth. Incredible. Yeah, you are now deep in this dude's rib cage. You see that Santa looks at you and says, Sophie Bicicleta, it's wonderful to see you.
Oh my God. Was it really you who I used to go visit at the Staten Island Mall?
No, that was an alcoholic vagrant. I'm Santa Claus. That man got a seasonal job because it's a, you know, that's sort of what he can handle.
I see. Well, he was really nice. Make sure you give him a good present.
I always do.
Okay.
You are now inside of that giant Santa Claus. that's going to be Pete.
Fuck. Okay. Someone's in front of me, right?
They'll get a hit on you if you move, right?
Yeah. I don't really have these level spells left. All I have is fire bolts.
And I guess they explode still.
You've used your second level spells, right?
Yeah. Cool. So wait, do you think sleep would affect these people or?
You could make an arcana check to see.
14.
The powers you've been drawing on are starting to make you feel a little bad. You do feel like another part of you sort of coming on. There's like something else you could reach out to. If you wanted to try and cast sleep, you definitely could.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. You go ahead and cast sleep. So go ahead and roll, I think it's what? It's 5d8.
Yeah.
And that's how much HP. Who are you doing it on?
What would make most sense?
Probably the little guys, just to take them out.
Yeah, concentration. So we can stop dealing with them. okay, I've got 4d8. Great.
Oh wow.
12, and then 15.
15 altogether? Hell yeah. You go ahead, this guy right here, you hit this area, and this guy goes to sleep. As you hit that group of them, you see that a different voice. You suddenly see a flash of that little gray-faced child, and you see the child says, I'm trying to reach you, but I and weird gray, gritty city dust. It looks like the kind of dust that kicks up out of the weird gutters and sidewalks that would then like hit you in the eye, but also mixed with like little pieces of diamond and like glittering starlight appears in your hands and escapes and hits that guy in his weird oculus. And he goes,
this is a sugar problem in my head.
and is snoozing. That's gonna be Misty.
I turn to the big boy and I say, hey, big boy, let's dance. And I do an incredibly fast, like, time step with my beautiful silver shoes of Titania and I cast Irresistible Dance on the big boy.
Can't believe I'm getting a free Misty Moore show. Oh, my God.
Darling, with me, every day is a show. My life is a show.
So you see that this thing looks at you and goes, And it has no legs, but just sort of squirms and like it poops out a couple half-formed Santa clones.
Okay, that's terrible. I'm sorry I did that.
That's now going to be.
Oh, and before I do that, sorry, I go to Sophie and I go, "Hey, kid, I like you. You're great," and I give you bardic inspiration.
Oh my god! Oh my god! My new friends are awesome.
That's going to be Kugrash.
Sweet. Okay, I'm gonna do something a little risky here, because I'm a fucking rat. And I'm gonna just take hits from these guys maybe to get up to here. I wanna get in the middle of my friends here within a 30-foot aura.
Dope.
I wanna get there.
Cool, go for it.
Unless I get struck down. I'm at 18 right now.
One of them really clobbers
Fuck.
You for 14 points of damage.
I'm at 4.
But you do get to that spot.
Sweet, okay. Then I am going to, I'm a Circle of Shepherd Druid. I'm going to call upon a spirit totem of a unicorn. just, my other ones are real shitty, but this one is an actual majestic unicorn. And everyone in 30-foot aura, anytime I cast a healing spell, they get healed for my druid level. So they'll get healed for 3.
That's nice.
What do you got? Actually, you know what? I can only cast Cure Wounds on myself because I can't touch anybody
else.
Well,
but you need to do that anyway, so that's yes. good.
But everyone's going to get
can
that
you do both
healed, though.
Oh, it's a bonus action to call the spirit totem.
Cool.
So we all get 3?
You guys see this incredible unicorn appears made of snow. You guys recognize this is the Inwood unicorn that...
Hey, how you doing? Hey, rub it.
Beautiful
rub its
nose.
Get mud all over it.
And then you can heal yourself.
Not for much. I just heal myself for 6.
Kingston, it's going to be your turn.
Oh. So we're at 13.
Oh, and then you guys, and then Misty, Ricky, Kingston each get 3.
Cool.
So Pete, you're at 10?
Mm-hmm.
Pete's at 10 and in the corner by himself.
But the person in front of me is asleep. But still, yeah, there are two
I think it's
guys
this guy. Right
no,
right
this
here.
Other guy fell asleep.
Yeah, you still have a guy next to you.
You're still...
The guy in front of me isn't the one who got
you didn't roll high enough to make that dude in front of you who's uninjured go to sleep.
Mm. Fuck.
Kogresh, you're at?
I'm at 10.
10. Ricky, you're at?
13.
And if I move out of this like, trifecta of dirty sandas I've found myself in, they'll all get attacks of opportunity on me unless I disengage.
Correct.
Okay.
Let's all watch Dirty Santa.
So
together.
Many Billy Bob Thorntons in one day.
I think I'm gonna disengage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I disengage from these 3?
Mm-hmm.
Move 1, 2, 3, like over near the sleeping Santa.
Yeah.
And then cast Healing Word on Pete the Plug.
Yes, you can.
Great.
Go ahead and roll that 1d4.
Oh, lovely.
Ooh.
Plus spellcast, that's 9.
Oh, man. That's
and,
good.
I forgot to roll for sleep.
Go ahead and roll. Is that a nat 1?
Fuck.
For sleep?
But maybe it'll be something good.
Healing surge.
It could be something good.
Or that's a plot wild magic surge.
Wild magic yes. surge.
Very oh exciting. Goodness. Our first wild magic surge.
I was trying to be honest, but I didn't want to be that
but
honest.
But maybe it'll be something really good, though, that'll help us.
Yeah, true.
You feel yourself, as you get healed by Kingston, your two types of magic interact again, of this, again, this, like, golden light mixed with your insane, like, rainbow. You get hit, and all of your sorcery points are restored.
Whoa.
Oh. Yeah, buddy!
Okay.
Okay. Being unstable is good.
You're like, this is like the most insane upper you've ever been on. You are fucking cooking right now.
Fuck yeah.
Now we're going to, that was Kingston. Ricky, that is you.
How fucked up is this big old bad Santa doing?
Big old bad Santa's not looking great. Big old bad Santa's gotta be like dancing and shit.
I think I'm gonna try to
join me.
Just run up and, Divine Smite him.
Nice.
Or,
yeah.
Do you have any spells left to Divine Smite with?
It's my last one.
Last one, cool.
I've used 2 so far.
Cool. One, two, three. You run up. You see, yes, Sophie's in the rib cage kicking the shit out of this thing's heart.
Hey, just hang on, Santa. I'm coming to get you. And I look at him. You're the opposite of Santa.
Go ahead and take your attack.
Ooh, that is a 17.
17 hits.
Ooh.
Cool. And then for, so I add two D8 on top of the D8.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
You got two D8. Whoa. Holy shit.
That's what a smite is, yeah.
So 14, sorry, that was a 7, and then a 3, and then an 8.
Ooh, so 18.
So 7, 3, 8, and then plus 7. So,
Jesus.
14, 17, 25,
8, 25. Right?
25, yeah. You guys see, you rush up to go save Santa. You go, you're the opposite of Santa. You leap up and fully decapitate the entire
Holy shit.
You just leap straight up into the air. You guys see that Ricky's axe glows with this incredible, brilliant light. And actually, the blade like elongates, not the metal part, but the light gleaming off it elongates to perfectly and safely sever.
Can I safely catch Santa so we can land together?
You
since I'm right with him.
Go ahead and give me an acrobatics check.
Okay.
Don't drop Santa.
24, baby.
You land with Santa Claus perfectly in your arms. He goes.
You do so much for all of us. Someone needs to look out for you.
He says, "Well, now it looks like I'm on your lap."
Someone take a Polaroid. I'll put it on my fridge.
I do a selfie.
incredible. You see that the decapitated body, actually the head falls away. The decapitated body starts to dance up Broadway. And like spurt blood and eventually collapses over by the Sparrows. you see, cool. The mutants all sort of scream and they're no longer possessed with purpose, but they are violently lashing out still.
Okay.
So that is Ricky's turn. Santa's there, Ricky's there. These guys actually are going to run. Misty, you get an attack of opportunity on that one. Mm-hmm.
Great.
If you want.
I mean, I'll use my umbrella with a knife inside of it to.
Hell yeah, go for it.
Go for his little ribs. 11? No, wait. 14.
14 hits.
Great. That is 4 points of damage.
Not bad.
But I helped in other ways.
There you go.
Yeah, girl. Ha-cha.
Dope. You see, and that was just your reaction, so that's just for free. These guys are going to take some swings now. Two of them are going for Ricky. One of them hits you, Ricky, for 6 points of damage.
Okay, I'm still at 7.
Let's see. There's 6 of these guys. Cool. One of them's going to take a swing at you, Pete. Misses. 3 of them are going to take swings on Kingston. Actually, 2 of them take swings on Kingston. Miss. I'm going to need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh, nat 1.
You take 5 points of frost damage as one of them belches peppermint at you. One of them takes a swing at Kugrash. Misses.
Kug, I'm coming for you.
Give me a dex save.
Wait, Kug is down?
No, I'm dex save.
Oh, dex save.
But I'm proficient. Oh, no, I'm not proficient in that. Just 9.
You take 8 points of cold damage.
Fuck, I'm so hurt. I'm at 2.
Down in 20.
Okay.
Down to 20?
Down to 20.
These Santa's like clobbering you, Kingston. They're slashing you with tentacles. You see that Santa looks at these clones as he's like sort of sitting in your lap. and you see that he looks at these two right around Ricky. And you see he says, this just, and you see just like blood's coming from his head. He has like incisions in his stomach and his coat's torn where something like laid eggs in him. And you see he goes, well, this simply won't do at all. You two, get in the bag. And opens the bag up. you see that these two Santas are sucked into his bag and are just gone. So he says, some things are better left in the bag. That's going to be Sophie.
Okay, I'm gonna gently place Sansa down, and then I want to. I want to run. Actually, maybe I'll keep him in my arms as I run.
Yeah, you carry Sansa.
I carry Sansa. I want to shove myself in between Cug and these two guys.
Okay, cool.
Can I do that?
Yeah. You can actually make like a shove attack if you want to make an opposed athletics with one.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, would that be? Like, I can't do, like, a regular attack on them, then, if I do that?
Well, you have plenty of attacks, so you can make one of your attacks in athletics to push them away and then take your other attacks.
Okay, cool. So I'll make an athletics to push them away.
You got to beat a 14.
I got a 14, and then I'm adding 6 to it, so 20. Yeah.
You just roundhouse this guy and knock him back.
Dope.
5 feet. You get in between Cugress. You're still holding Sansa. You see that Sansa goes like, yes, you are a gifted martial artist.
Well, you know, cardio kickboxing has its benefits, more than just for the nice glutes.
She needs shoes, Sansa.
She's got shoes. She's got bags.
And then I'm going to attack the other one that I didn't.
Go for it.
Okay. Okay, 10 is gonna hit, you said?
10 does not hit.
Wow. 10 confirmed hit.
And then do I still get my bonus action to with my like unarmed or when I hit or I
used
that?
No, I think you used that.
All right.
But you got that guy away from Cugrash. Cool. That's gonna be Pete.
Cool. With Wild Magic Surge, did you want me to roll like
I actually rolled that over here.
Oh, cool, cool. Okay, yep. Great. Okay, I don't know. I could do.
You got those sorcery points back.
Yeah, true. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do.
Sucks that they blow up when you kill them.
Yeah, fully. Man, I don't know. I guess I'll cast sleep some more and try to like affect more people.
Yeah, you see
with
there's some injured ones around, yeah, for sure. Go ahead and you can cast sleep again. Go for it. Roll 5d8.
Cool. And then I can use those sorcery points to add more to the sleep thing, or you think that's
you can do sorcery the sorcery points. What I would say actually also is that you know these guys are hurt by fire a lot. So firebolt's not a bad idea either if you just want to keep using a cantrip.
Or scorching ray.
I think you're
scorching ray's out. Because I already used my second
level
spell.
But you could use your sorcery points to turn them into a spell.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? We got there. I use a sorcery. Oh, no, sorry. I use two.
You have to actually use all three of your sorcery points to be able to do that.
Cool. Yeah, then I'm going to do Scorching Ray. I can do
three attacks with that.
Yeah, okay. So for the first one, 16. Next one, 13. With the 6 is 19. Fuck yeah, 17.
All of them hit. Roll 2d6, and let me know which ones you're attacking.
Okay, there's one right in front of me, right?
Yeah.
All right. Get him for 6.
Not down, but badly, badly injured.
Okay, so then probably another one.
Another one will do it, yeah.
Oh, but he's gonna, whatever.
8. That'll do it.
Sweet. And then the final one, I'll aim it at this one, I
cool.
guess.
Cool, hell yeah.
Piling up. Come on, 2 6s, come on. 6 and a 2, 8.
Eight. You see badly, badly injured that one by Kingston. As again, you pull on this weird nightmarish thing. You see that again, your arm like opens up into tatters for fire to like come out of the center of you, blasting out of your arm. Weird shit. That's going to now be Misty.
I'm gonna come over here and cast Cure Wounds on Cugrash.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. And is your unicorn totem still up?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, that doesn't do it. Yeah, she doing it.
Yeah, it's only
so,
if I do.
That's 9 points, and then I look at you and I try to find something on you that I can compliment, and I'm just like, you.
Just look at you with dough rat eyes.
You seem very nice.
Thanks so much.
And I give him buttock inspiration.
You seem nice.
I shake hands on it.
Cugrash, after that lovely compliment, that's going to be your turn.
Awesome.
Okay.
I want to hit as many guys as possible, so I might take an opportunity attack here from this one guy. So I want to do Thunder Wave, which is a cube originating from me. So I need to get away if I don't want to hit my friend. So I'm going to take a hit from this guy.
Cool.
So 1, 2, three. I'll move over here.
Cool.
Or four. I want to hit these three guys.
Dope. Awesome.
So they make dex saves.
Rad. The one guy misses you. I think Thunderwave, my understanding is that the cube is a 15-foot cube originating from you, meaning you're in the center, right? Or is it?
Yeah.
Or would that be, a 5-foot radius,
it's
I guess,
from
right?
Self.
So this is, so can you put the cube wherever you want?
I think it's
no,
from
it's
me.
No, it's from self.
So I think it only affects people within 5 feet
two,
of
guys.
You.
Okay, so then I'll just go back here and get these two.
Cool. Awesome. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Sweet. 8.
You see that the one that was injured by Pete is blown away. This guy is fully knocked. What direction do you want this guy to go flying?
10 feet. Yeah. Let's send him that way.
Send him my way.
Blown back. Pete's is gone.
I light up a dirty puddle, and it smells like shit. Just sizzling fucking.
And we can tell you like it.
Yeah. I don't like it. It's just, we live in
you're
a
smiling.
Shit city. I'm
you're
not
smiling.
You like it. You can,
I feel like
okay.
You're taking extra sniffs of it.
Yeah. Hey, you want to know how it smells. You're curious.
Kingston's going to be you.
Cool. I mean, we seem to just be chilling. Everyone seems to be doing fine. Let me get in on this action. I'll Sacred Flame the dude who seems to be almost dead.
Yeah.
Go for it, man. Go ahead and roll your attack roll.
I think you just make a dexterity saving throw for them.
Ooh, very fun. Sacred Flame.
Yeah.
Dexterity saving throw, yes.
They succeed, or they take 1d8.
He fails.
Hell yes. Great. With joy, 7.
You guys see Casey turn around, you raise your hand, your eyes glow brilliant white, and a burst of, like, again, it's hard to tell if it's moving like air or fire, but this brilliant thing goes, and you see the Santa Clown goes, oh, Silent Night. Head catches a flame. Rad. That's going to be Ricky.
How hurt? I guess I should just kill the one next to you,
yeah,
right?
Just kill some guys.
I'm just going to run up to the one next to Kingston and just attack it.
Hell yeah. Go ahead and roll roll attack.
For fun, just punch it back. Yeah.
Only got 11.
11 actually hits.
Oh, cool. that's a 12.
Hell yeah.
Yep. And it's the brittle kind again?
Yes.
Yeah, do certain ones hurt us when they explode or not?
Yes, certain of them certain of them hurt you when they explode.
Good thing we picked up on that now.
Yeah.
cool. That one is not down yet. Okay. But you thud your axe into the side of it. That's going to be this guy now. Ba-ba-bum. You see... this dude opens up for peppermint breath. I need dex saves from Sophie and Misty.
Dex saves, okay. I got a 19.
I got an 11. Does that save, or do I need to find that out? I'm gonna use my bardic inspiration.
Go for it. Oh, you make it! You each take 2 cold damage. Misty Moore is right behind you. What could go wrong?
It's
a real celebrity.
Wait, how many points of damage was that?
2.
Okay, great. So I'm on 13.
One of them takes a swing at Sophie, misses like crazy. This guy's gonna take another swing at Ricky. And Mrs. Ricky. These guys are bad down for the count. You see Santa looks at the two next to you, Sophie. Once again, you see he says, "My, what impressive people." And then he looks again at these two and goes, "Back where you came from, the bag." And so they disappear into the bag. That's going to be, and then Sophie, that's you.
All right, only one guy left, right?
That's right.
All right, I'm going at him.
Have you put down Santa yet?
No, me and Santa are going. Can I take and go Santa first with the bag, and we just try and trap him with the bag?
Yes, absolutely.
go ahead. I'm going to say, Santa, get the bag out.
Go ahead and make an opposed acrobatics check. Okay. You got to beat a 17.
Oh. I did.
You see that you just hug Santa into the air, and he goes... Shabam! And you press the bag over this one. That one is fully gone. And Times Square has been cleared of mutant Santa Claus!
Just a bunch of dead people now.
Bunch of dead people who have been fully killed. You see that Santa looks over at you guys and says,
"Well, what the fuck happened here?
Someone laid eggs in you."
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh my god.
Right, you look and see a bunch, he's holding kind of see-through gel eggs that have a bunch of little tadpoles with Santa hats on them.
Oh my god.
Well, this is very bad. Very, very bad.
Who did this to you? Do you know?
I don't remember much. We were accosted by, well, I had to come here to deposit my clones. Not all of them. Most of the, again, the vast 99.9% of the clones turn out fine. But the defective ones had to be brought here to be deposited within the sphere of the Umbral Arcana so that they would not raise suspicion. And I landed the sleigh near Belvedere Castle in the park. And before I knew it, something happened. Some of the clones that I was pouring out of the bag, they acted up. Normally, the clones are very, they'll vandalize things or they'll explode or other things like that, but they're not generally this harmful. I don't know what's happened this time. Something knocked me unconscious. Something attacked me in the sleigh. Where's my sleigh?
It's still in the in the park.
Covered in some fancy script.
He sort of looks at this. Well, this is very strange indeed. I need to go to my sleigh at once. By the way, hello, I am Santa Claus.
It's good to see you again,
Santa.
Big fan of your work.
What kind of bag is that?
It's a magic bag, bigger on the inside than the out. And it contains many things which should not see the light of day.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, hello, young man. And what is your name?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. I don't think that's true.
I should probably get out of here, you guys.
why are you lying to Santa?
I panicked, man. You never say your real name.
So all of you guys here in Times Square, you look around, there are dead bodies, peppermint blood everywhere, the horrifying Santa is killed. There's still that one sleeping mutant Santa and the twitching carapace, larval body of the Santa clone queen. Santa looks around at you guys and says,
"Something very strange is happening here. But then again, it's New York City. I wouldn't expect anything less. Greatest city in the world!"
You're hilarious, Santa.
This guy gets me. How you doing, Cogresh?
Good to see you.
Cogresh, wonderful. Huge fan of your work.
Oh, huge fan of your work.
What you do is incredible. My God.
No. Are you kidding? What you do is change lives.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever considered doing a Christmas album? I don't want to push the idea.
You know, I've really been thinking about it because, between you and me, they sell like wildfire.
They sell like crazy. Like,
I'm very misty Christmas. I'm doing it. I'm going to do it.
I would buy that so fast. I'm sick of my Josh Groban one.
I do love Josh. He's a good sweet
boy. I know, but I've listened to it so many times.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Kingston.
Good to see you, Santa. You have to come by. I need to take those eggs out of you.
Oh, I am filled with eggs.
Yeah, you're filled with eggs. But you come by whenever you get a chance.
I should get up to the sleigh, but maybe after the sleigh we'll head over to the hospital.
Great. And you can.
Right. I do appreciate it. I also have a weird, it's not a mole, but it's basically just, I don't know.
I'll take a look at it.
I appreciate it.
Looks like you got an egg on your back.
What was another egg?
Oh, it's just a big brown
egg. Can I have an egg?
What's that?
Can I have an egg?
Santa, don't give this boy an egg.
I just want to see the egg.
You don't need an egg.
She says, "Well, you've been a very good little boy." Reaches into the sack and pulls out a beautiful little, like, Christmassy nutcracker Fabergé egg. That's for you.
Oh, cool. Fancy egg.
A very fancy egg for a very not fancy boy. But a good boy, nonetheless. Ricky.
Hi, Santa.
We haven't met before, but you don't seem that phased that I'm here.
Yeah, it just seemed fine. You're told when you're a child Santa's, coming, so. I've just known about you for a long time.
Has there not been a dip for you as an adult where there was a period of time where you thought I I am real, mm-hmm. but are you saying that you haven't had any time where you didn't think I was real?
No. I've always believed in you. It would be crazy if you weren't real because you're such a good person.
You see, he looks at you and says, Sophie, you are welcome at the North Pole anytime you'd like to come.
Oh, I love to travel. I'll be up. Absolutely.
Now, I know how I can find out your name. Hmm? Let's head up to, would you mind showing me to where my sleigh is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very well. Here we go. And you guys are whisked away on snowy wind. Santa goes, I can also change all of your size as well, you know, for chimneys and the like, but also for fun.
Make me even smaller.
I'll make us all so small. And you guys all shrink.
Did you do it on my waist, you know?
No, I can't spot it like that, but that'd be nice. You know, Santa's got a little bit of a gut here, too.
It's lived in.
Honestly, Mrs. Claus likes it.
I'm not surprised.
You guys are so tiny, the giant snowflakes are like these skyscraper-sized structures around you. And so you go, ha, 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 yes, Christmas magic, ho, ho, ho. You guys arrive in Central Park. You see that the sleigh is still there. There are now a lot of cops around here. It's been like cordoned off as like a crime scene. You see, Pete, again, this like wispy shadow fire stuff over the sleigh as a bunch of humans are kind of like looking at it. And you see that one of the cops is looking at it and says, God damn, looks like somebody took their Camry and drove it all the way through the park and crashed it over here into this tree. These crazy drug drivers, man, it's nuts. Car like this, I'm amazed they got this far. And you see that all the cops looking at the sleigh appear to be seeing a Toyota Camry.
Cug, would I have seen a Toyota Camry in the past?
Have you seen it? Oh, before?
Like the cops. Like,
I think she saw
ever
a sleigh,
since
right?
I started hanging out with you, I've been seeing a lot of crazy shit. I thought you weren't real. And then you introduced me to all your friends, and I've been seeing crazy shit. So I'm saying, was I on the other side?
Yeah, you would have seen this as a Toyota Camry a couple days ago, I would think.
Oh, my God.
When you weren't drunk.
I think I go up to Santa and I say, thanks so much for all your help. I can't be around this many cops, though. And I go to shake your hand, but I press, like, a bag of cocaine into your hand.
What is... Oh, a little bit of magic snow?
I know you gotta stay up all night, so...
Oh, this is cocaine!
Mm-hmm.
I can't take this.
No. Hey, it's free. It is on credit, but it's free. So next time you see me, then maybe you can get me back. Yeah, don't worry.
Well, I appreciate the offer, but I am a spirit for children, and I shouldn't have cocaine on me.
So. Oh, so you want, what, 2CB? I got stuff that makes you up, but you get it.
Pete, your soul is in jeopardy.
What?
I'm not going to lie. I need to find something. You see that Santa moves, you see he just turns into a little whirlwind of snow, moves past the cops. You guys see that there is one police officer that recognizes you guys and starts to walk over to you. There's like a group of people kind of like gathered around. There's like onlookers and people like that. Pete and Sophie, you guys are looking at like a Central Park horse cop for a second, and then that shadowy stuff kind of peels off, and a full centaur. She walks up to you, she's got like the cop uniform and like the helmet, stern, strong looking face, walks up and says, Nurse Brown, good to see you.
Epona, good to see you.
Yeah, how's it going? You guys know anything about this?
I don't know nothing.
We think Pixie's...
Who's this kid?
That's Jeffrey. Hmm?
Hey, Jeff, you want to say hi to my horse?
I do love horses, actually, yeah.
Make a deception check for me real quick.
Okay. 13. Oh, a lot, 19.
Oh, 19. She kind of narrows her eyes and looks at you, looks back at the rest of you and sort of pipes down and says, any idea what happened here?
You know, Santa was knocked out. I saw some pixie stuff around here.
But it was weird pixie stuff. I think that maybe it was somebody trying to cover up and make it look like it was pixies. Because underneath it was infernal.
Infernal? You're not kidding. You guys have any more of this sort of evidence anywhere or anything we could take a look at?
Didn't you bite the glyph off the glove box?
Yeah, I got that.
I mean, aren't some of us, like, covered in goo?
Yeah, you guys are covered in goo.
You could just kind of take a cotton swab to me.
You see, she nods, takes a little forensics kit, swabs you guys, looks at the glyph, and says, all right, I'm going to enter this into evidence. Is that all right with you? Takes the glyph. You see that she looks over at Santa coming back from the sleigh. See that she sort of, you know, salutes to Santa as he approaches. He comes back and says, it's gone. It's gone.
What's gone?
What's gone, Santa?
Your sleigh?
My list. My list.
Like your good and bad list?
Sounds like somebody's been very naughty indeed.
It was in the glove box of the sleigh. That's where I keep
it. Can you just make a new list?
Yeah, is it really that important?
What do people do with the
list? Make a new list? You know how much work goes into making that list?
It's a fucking magic list.
So presumably if someone had access to that list, they would know who the bad people were, thus the corruptible souls?
My goodness. Oh dear, 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 dear. They would indeed know the corruptible souls.
Do you know who was on the bad list?
Am I on the bad list?
Ricky, no. Oh, you are not on the bad list.
Santa, what are we talking about, man? Like, are you, what could somebody do? How powerful is this list?
It's extremely important that we find this list and get it back.
Have you thought about maybe, just for the future, as one old fella to another, maybe you digitize the list, put some kind of...
I'm not digitizing the shop.
If you put the list on the cloud.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
So yeah. I just hired some people to steal it. Yeah.
My cousins helped me do it, and I've been very thankful
since.
Just for
next year.
I need to get back to the North Pole. This is quite bad. The naughty and nice list was something that we work very hard on at the North Pole, and it's actually so well done and well kept that I was reached out to by some other entities to sort of use the list, not the physical list, which is very important that I have on me, but basically Saint Peter reached out to me and said that it was crazy for him to keep his book and me to keep the list at the same time, and that it would be better to just sort of consolidate that effort. And I got reached out to by, old downstairs fellow as well. So heaven and hell have kind of been using my list for...
Santa.
A while.
Are you Cambridge Analytica?
A prescient commentary. Yes, I am that.
That's bad. Seems like they could just keep their own lists.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wait, so they already had it?
No. I mean, heaven and hell have been using my list for their bookkeeping purposes as well. Because we were making a bunch of versions of the same list. Hell has to keep a record of everyone's good and bad, and heaven has to keep a record of everyone's good and bad.
So you're saying that someone could maybe use that to get out of hell or something like that? Or, like, if you didn't have the list...
I should go. I should really get out of here. Can we go to the hospital?
Sure.
Okay. Well...
Does that list have the kind of power that if you wrote someone's name... that it could change? You could change their status?
I don't think just anybody could write on that list.
Let's say a powerful magic user, the type that could take down Santa and destroy his sleigh and scatter his reindeer to the wind, I guess.
I need Pete to, that very last spell that you cast, I need you to roll wild magic search for me real quick.
Five.
Good. Nothing happens. You feel a welling up of magical energy as all this... Your world was normal yesterday.
or as normal as your life ever got. And you feel this welling up, and suddenly that little gray child's face appears in your vision again and says, "Heed the words of Lazarus," and disappears.
Well, suffice it to say, this is very bad. I have much work. I'm already behind schedule. I've been here longer than I should have. Kingsman, we can go to the hospital if you want, or if there is work that needs to be done at the North Pole that I should get back for. She goes and does this loud whistle, and you see that a bunch of the flying reindeer come back, you see that she just land in the park. He begins to, like, hitch them back up to the sleigh, and looks over at you guys and says, "I need to go back to the North Pole and tell people what has happened."
Yeah, again, man, maybe just get a phone.
Misty, what a dry wit. I could do that.
Get with the times.
You know, I just like the aesthetic of the analog stuff. It just feels more in keeping with the...
Who knew Santa was such a hipster, am I right?
Hard to say. Who wants to go to the North Pole and see a bunch of elves with iPads, you know? Not I.
Who's going to the North Pole?
Sam? Nobody.
I thought I was invited.
Oh, so you are invited. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Maybe April break.
Great. April's not a busy time for us.
Yeah.
The elves are, of course, busy, but I'm, you know, me and the deer only really work one day out of the year. All right. You've all been wonderful. Happy holidays. I wish you all the best. If you hear anything about that list, the fate of the world may depend on it. But I might be, I don't know. I don't really know, but I'm going to figure it out. Take care. You sure you don't want to tell me your name?
Yeah, my name's Pete. I will say that there has been this dark force inviting me. And I think it said to me, "I leave today," this morning.
That sounds like something you all should check out. Farewell! On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Blitzen! You see it take off. You see that a bunch of the human cops look as this weird thing of, like, shadow trails after the sleigh. They all look as the sleigh just disappears, and they all stare at it for a long time, and they all go, "Yep, I guess that tow truck just got the Camry off to the impound. Good, 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 good." And they all start to walk away.
So embarrassing. I used to live like that.
Ipana looks at you guys and says, "Any of you all need a hand with anything? Are you all right?"
I mean...
You got a bottle opener?
See, she says, "Bottle opener? No, I don't have a bottle opener."
That's fine, I'll use
Can't
my
have
teeth.
Open containers. Don't do it, man.
We're magic. How about that magic aura She's hides my Mike's Hard Lemonade and I open it with my teeth?
Be careful.
Okay, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket for that.
Really?
Open container in Central Park? I might be a centaur, but sometimes rules are rules.
All right, I'll take
you
the ticket.
You're opening it right in front of the cop. What are you doing?
And that's where we're going to end for this episode of The Unsleeping City. Tune in next week. We'll see you guys there.
Next time on The Unsleeping City.
This is a very special moment in the history of The Unsleeping City.
Mario, what the fuck are you doing here?
Sophie, what the fuck are you doing here?
Running up in a mafia's wedding is not a good way to get answers, a way to get the shit kicked out of you.
Do not take it lightly that a wizard is in your debt.
I feel sad.
Ooh,
something's going wrong.